The opinions expressed in the following program are provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJ8800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The following is sponsored content.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. It's 7:06, 27 degrees in downtown Montreal, but feels more like 33. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with you on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. Ronnie, hello.
How are you, Kelly?
I am fantastic. So I always beam like a little schoolgirl every time you come in once a month, because I'm so happy to see you, because we always have such a great time and we have so much to talk about on the show tonight. I do want to let people know that if you'd like to reach out to Ronnie again, he is here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And of course, if you'd like to reach out to Ronnie at his office weekdays, 514-937-2757. The website is monkmd.com. That is munkmd.com. And as per usual, Ronnie is like all about technology. And so he is Facebooking live or Instagramming live. What are we doing tonight?
Facebooking tonight.
So you can join us that way as well on his Facebook page at monkmd. So I know we're going to talk about some anti-aging stuff in just a sec, but I did want to mention right off the hop that you have a special promotion happening at your office for the month of July. So lots of time still to get involved in it. You have a cool sculpting where you buy one and you get one half off for the whole month of July, which is cool.
Very popular summer treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Get that summer bod ready. You know, it's basically our premium body contouring technology that really helps to tighten the body, get rid of any unwanted fat cells that you may have that despite diet, exercise, you just can't get rid of. So like love handles or, you know, mummy tummies are often treated with cool sculpting. Really anywhere you can pinch or squeeze fat. And it's the best on the market because it's safe, it's effective, and it really works.
And I think since the last time I was at your office when you let me sit in on one of these procedures, you've actually added to the cool sculpting like repertoire, right?
We have. I mean, so you came in, it was probably almost 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think. A year and a half ago, something like that.
We had a cool sculpting event and Kelly was nice enough to come by.
It was like a science experiment. It was cool.
It was fun. You got to see everything.
It was awesome.
It was done and everything. But what was the question?
You've added new things, right? New things.
So the treatment pieces, the individual zones, used to take an hour to treat each one.
Right.
And so Cool Sculpting actually came out with a new technology, and it cut the treatment time in half.
Wow.
So now to treat a given area is 35 minutes. So we used to have to often divide up, somebody would come in, do half their treatment one day and then follow it up another day. Now, more often than not, people are completing their full treatment in a single day.
Okay.
Because the treatment times are half the time, mm-hmm. and it is more effective as well. So better results, more of the fat being reduced, less painful as well. I mean, Cool Sculpting is not a painful technology, but it is very cold. I mean, it freezes the fat cells to minus 11 degrees Celsius, so it's very cold on the skin. And so you do feel that initially, but it's even more comfortable than the old hand pieces are.
And you said that, and this is probably even more so now with the fact that the time of the procedure takes less, like people can go straight back to work.
Oh, that's the best part about Cool Sculpting is it's really non-invasive. You do feel it a little bit when the skin is cooling, but once you're frozen after about 5 minutes of treatment, you really feel nothing. And when you're done treatment, the area is numb. You could totally go on with your activities. I mean, I think I told you that I did it when I first got the mm-hmm. technology. I did it on my love handles and actually played hockey that evening.
Wow.
So it's the type of thing that it doesn't interfere with your life. Your activities go on as normal. And the best part about it is the results. It's really fantastic results. I can't tell you how many of my patients are satisfied, really happy with it, just feeling better. You know, if I have, I mean, myself, I'm a gym freak. I work out all the time. But no matter how much you work out or diet, you always have areas that bother you and that have persistent fat. And that's often genetically determined. So if we can target those fat cells and really destroy them with freezing them, the results are really amazing.
And do you have like a boundary as to how young you would start this?
I don't care so much about the age. The age is not important to me. What's important is what I see. Okay, if somebody really has an indication and they have fat that we can squeeze and it's bothersome for them, I would treat them. Now, that being said, I wouldn't go and treat somebody who's not fully grown or, probably wouldn't treat somebody less than 18 years old. So they should be fully grown because obviously okay. fat distribution changes as you get older. Mm-hmm. But if you're an adult and you have these stubborn fat cells, then you can do it whether you're 20 or whether you're 65 or even in your 80s. I mean, we have some patients in their 80s and you might think to yourself, but what about the skin laxity? When you do cool sculpting, you get rid of the fat. Is the skin just loose and saggy? It actually does the opposite. And the reason is because after you do cool sculpting, there's a little bit of an inflammation that happens, which is why the fat cells get destroyed, because yeah. it's your immune system that comes in and kills the fat cells. But at the same time, that immune reaction and that inflammation will cause some tightening in the skin. So we often see rebound tightening and you don't get this excess skin laxity.
If someone's listening right now and they're like, oh, this sounds like something I want to do, and let's give an example. And I realize it's different for every single patient that you have come in, but let's just say it is a love handle situation. How many treatments on average would that take to deal with?
It really is variable person okay. to person and obviously what the goals are. So what we do, my team will meet you on your first visit. We do a proper consult. We take pictures. We examine together, see what your goals are. Just to give you a rough idea, the average person between their abdomens and their flanks might do anywhere from 4 to 8 treatment areas.
Okay.
Like I said, each area is about 35 minutes, so it's about 3 to 4 hours of treatment. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we'll repeat that a second time. Okay, so we usually recommend.
That in the past, yeah.
Yeah, when we first started, we usually were doing one treatment. Then we figured out that if we do more treatments and we stack the treatments in a given area, it works better and okay. patients are happier and we see more fat reduction. So we often will do at least 2 treatments, also dependent how much fat is there. If you're really thin and you just have a little bit, maybe 1 session's enough, but usually at least 2, sometimes even a third. And the results can be very, very comparable to surgical type of results with liposuction or with surgical removal without the downtime. That's the beauty of
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
Yeah.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you have any questions. Are there people that would, like when they come in, that are not candidates?
Absolutely. So there's different types of fat. There's superficial fat that you can actually squeeze. And then there's deep fat, like these men and women, some of them have really big beer bellies. And if you actually touch their bellies, they're very, very firm.
Yeah, why is that?
So that's because that fat is deep fat. So it's the fat surrounding their organs, their heart, their liver. And that's fat we do not target with cool sculpting. That's the type of fat, number one, that's dangerous. That's associated with heart disease. Number two, that's the type of fat that responds better to diet and exercise versus the fat we target in cool sculpting is the more superficial fat that we can squeeze that's not really associated with any cardiac disease and that responds beautifully to treatment.
Let's say you do have someone who had the earlier fat that you're talking about where it's more associated with heart disease. If they do lose that and are doing much better, would they then become potentially a candidate for you to get rid of the rest of it?
Sorry, repeat.
Like meaning like if you had someone again who did diet and exercise, lost that main problematic fat, but then still had pockets, would they then become a potential candidate for you down the line?
It really goes 2 ways. Okay. So when we see a patient, sometimes we'll say to them, you know what, get to your goal weight first, then come do cool sculpting.
Okay.
Because yes, if you're going to lose weight and whatever, your fat may redistribute a bit. So you might be a better candidate for cool sculpting once you've gotten to your goal. But on the other hand, if you do cool sculpting before you get to your goal, you're planning on losing weight. It's very motivating because
right.
you really start to feel the changes, see the changes. And then a lot of our patients that have done that will then go on and be super motivated to diet and exercise. And that really compounds to the results. I will say that, sometimes I mentioned skin laxity before. Sometimes patients can have a lot of skin laxity. And so if we do cool sculpting on them, we may not actually be able to appreciate results because their problem is not fat. It's really excess looseness of the skin.
Okay.
They've lost the elasticity. So that's where a proper consultation is really important. That's why, you know, at my clinic, we really stress the importance of, we're a medical clinic, we do a proper consultation, and we really have technologies to address all these different situations. So if you have loose skin, we have skin tightening technologies that will work to give you a result. If it's fat, we can cool sculpt. But the most important thing, if you really want to get a good result with your body or with anything in general, is do a proper consult, see somebody who really understands the complexities of the skin and how it works, and make sure that they have the proper technologies to really target the problem. You have to identify the problem before you fix it.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. Again, you can reach out to him here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. His office line is 514-937-2757. The website, monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com. Now, Ronnie, before the break, we were talking about cool sculpting. We're going to move on, but I did want to get this text into you about it. It says, I would like to know if cool sculpting can be used on someone with medical issues, cardiovascular issues, diabetes. Are there any problems with this procedure if they have that type of health risk or health issue?
So one of the best things about CoolSculpting really is the safety of it. It can be done on people with diabetes. It can be done on people with previous heart problems. That is the best part about it, is almost anybody can do it. It doesn't mean it's going to work on almost anybody. You have to be a proper candidate, which, like I said before the break, really comes with a proper consultation. But if you're a good candidate, even if you have medical issues, blood pressure, diabetes, you can do cool sculpting. The only real contraindication to doing cool sculpting is if you have a cold sensitivity. So, you know, some people will get like hives if they're in the cold.
Yep.
So that's a relative contraindication because obviously we're freezing. So basically the applicator is applied to the area. The applicator, like I said, cools to about minus 11 to minus 13 degrees Celsius.
Yep.
So super cold. So if you're sensitive to the cold, you can definitely get a reaction from it.
Okay.
So that's really the only contraindication, is if you're really sensitive to cold. Otherwise, you can do it. That's the beauty.
Another couple of texts have come into 514-800. One says, I was wondering if droopy cheeks occur because of fat loss.
So let's talk about droopy cheeks for a sec, because this is the number one thing I get consulted about in my office, is sagginess. People obviously... So let's talk about how we age, okay? We age, there's so many complex factors working together with why we age. We lose volume, so we lose collagen, hyaluronic acid, elastin, we lose fat. So all these things are contributing to volume loss, and for sure when we lose volume, especially in our middle face like our cheek area or our upper face like our forehead and our temples, we really start to sag. Gravity kicks in and it really pulls down. Other thing that happens a lot is we lose volume, and people don't realize this, but we lose volume a lot in our lower face. So the chin shape changes. If you look at your chin today versus 10 years back, your chin shape has really changed, and this is how we age. So the chin tends to recess a little bit as well as curl upwards. The jawline changes. We even lose bony density. We lose bone density on our face and on our jaw.
Wow.
And this will contribute to sagging and jowling and aging. So one thing, the thing that I really specialize in, that I do every single day of my practice, are injections. And everybody thinks, you know, you do injections, you improve people's lines and their folds, and it can't be further from the truth. That is the old approach with injections. In fact, what we're doing today is we're improving volume and lifting in areas where you've lost the volume. So you're reversing the aging process by replacing volume. So people think, yeah, but fillers are temporary. They'll last 3 months, 6 months, and then they're gone. Again, couldn't be farther from the truth. If you actually replace the volume where it's being lost, and you're putting it strategically, and you're putting sufficient quantity to really volumize an area, it will last at least a year and a half to 2 years, and even beyond.
Wow.
Okay, so I say this because this person's asking about cheeks in particular. The cheeks are the most common area that I inject. I mean, it goes hand in hand with other injections in the face, but when you inject the cheeks with volume or hyaluronic acid fillers, essentially you're lifting and really preventing sagging. The key is not to give chipmunk cheeks, big cheeks, so you have to maintain natural proportions, which is why I say to my patients, if people know you're injecting, it's not good injections. It's not good work. Nobody should have any idea. Then it's good injections, right? We all notice the bad jobs. We don't know the good jobs because you can't tell. Yeah. And that's what injections should do for everybody. If they're done properly and you do them with a professional who really has an expertise in it, like myself, your results will be great. If you don't, then it could be disastrous. So I really think choosing wisely, learn about your injector, make sure they show you before and after pictures, and not just before and after pictures from now to 6 months later, ask them for 1 year, 2 year, 3 years later, because you want to make sure these natural proportions and balance of the face are always maintained. So adding volume is one of the best ways you can maintain a very natural, youthful appearance. But it's not the only way. There's a lot of other things you can do to reverse the aging process.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We have a couple minutes before the break. It says, if you use Botox and other injections, will it prevent losing volume when you're much, much older?
Absolutely. So first of all, Botox and fillers are two totally separate things. Let's clarify that for everybody because they're very different. So Botox is basically a toxin. Okay. It's derived from a bacteria, from a Clostridium bacteria, and it's when it's injected into a muscle, it totally relaxes the muscle. So it's used for lines related to expression. Okay. Now, I say toxin because that's what it is, but it's actually probably the safest drug in the world because it's the best studied drug in the world. And I think I told you this on air before, but the way it was created or the way it was discovered for cosmetic use was they were injecting it into the eye for people with lazy eyes.
Oh, wow.
Because when you have a lazy eye, one of the muscles is spastic in the eye. So when you inject Botox into that spastic muscle, it relaxes and you could actually correct a lazy eye. And they noticed in people that were undergoing this procedure that they had no more wrinkles around their eyes when they smiled. So that's how it was discovered for cosmetic reasons. It's been used medically since the 70s. It was used for lazy eyes. It's been used for cerebral palsy, muscle spasms, migraines. I mean, it's been used for years at much higher doses than we use for cosmetics. So it's one of the best studied, safest drugs you can use in the world. Okay. And the reason it's so safe is because it's always temporary. It's never permanent. It's always gone within 4 to 5 months. So no matter what, it's a very safe drug to do. So when you do it for cosmetic reasons, you put it into the areas where you contract the muscles a lot and it relaxes it. So forehead lines, frown lines, lines around the eyes are particularly very amenable to Botox treatment, which is very different than fillers. Fillers, like I mentioned before, they lift, they add volume, they reduce sagging, and they improve sagging. Okay. How they're really lifting the tissue and volumizing the tissue versus Botox is helping the lines. So totally different. If you're going to do regular injections, there is no doubt about it. It is the best way to keep a youthful appearance. There's other things that I do and I add for my patients to get a great result, but far and away, the best option if you really want to stay young are injections.
Much more coming up with Dr. Ronnie Monk on Skin Deep on CJAD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
As always, thank you so much for spending time with us on the program. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. If you have questions for Ronnie, of course, we'd love your first name in the text. He's here until 8 o'clock. You can also reach out to Ronnie at his office, 514-937-2757. The website is monkmd.com, and Ronnie is also on Facebook Live tonight at monkmd. Don't forget as well that their office has a Cool Sculpting promotion going on for the month of July, so you can buy one Cool Sculpting session and get the second half off. And again, more details, monkmd.com. So Ronnie, just before the break, we were answering a lot of texts that were coming in, and we were speaking about Botox and fillers. Are there other things in that line that can be helpful for anti-aging process?
Yeah. I mean, for sure. So I talked before the break about how when we age, we lose a lot of volume. But I mean, you have to think of what else is happening as we're aging. We lose volume, but we also lose collagen, and the skin loses its firmness, and we lose even elastic fibers. So for sure, with injections, we can soften the lines and improve lifting and sagging with volume, but we can't build collagen that way. So we have to think about other effective ways to stimulate the skin's collagen and remodel it. We basically want a new, younger, firmer, tighter looking skin. And that really stems from remodeling to collagen. So when I was starting my practice, I kind of looked at all these different technologies that are effective to do that. And by far and away, the most effective one on the market today is Althera. So Althera, I think I've talked about it on
We've talked about it before, yeah.
So it's basically a technology that's been around for ages. It uses ultrasound energy. It's a super safe technology, but the way it's delivered is very different today compared to 5 or even 10 years ago. Because it used to be, it got a bad rap when it first launched. It was very, very painful because people were going very, very deep with the energy. And if you hit the bone or the muscle with the energy, it hurts. It's painful. And everybody was doing that because they thought the deeper, the better. And we've learned over the past few years that that's not the case. We don't need to go so deep. But what really gets tightening is treating different levels of the skin. And so we started doing that. And I have to tell you, Kelly, the results are amazing. I have had Althera now for probably a bit over a year in my practice. It is incredible. The tightening, the skin changes, the lifting, especially the jowls. So if you are somebody who starts to notice laxity and sagging, and that's a concern for you, you've got to consider Althera. Neck area, it's the best treatment out there for neck tightening. Jowls, one of the best, especially if you combine it with injections, you're getting surgical type of results, no questions about it, without any downtime. What's nice about Althera, it's one single treatment. There's literally no downtime because all that ultrasound energy is going very deep in the skin. It takes about 1.5 to 2 hours for a full treatment, and it is incredible. It's a lifting. There's nothing like it on the market. In a single treatment, you will be a very, very satisfied customer. Here's the thing, though. If you only do Althera and you don't do other things, you might be disappointed because you're addressing collagen, but you're not addressing anything else. I'm telling you, if you combine it with some injections, and I do this regularly in my practice every single day, combine it with injections, you will see incredible natural transformations that not one person will notice. Nobody will notice a thing you're doing. You're just going to look so much tighter and younger and rested and better. And it's so natural, especially when the injections are done naturally.
And Ronnie, when you're talking about this, I guess it's like a regime, I guess, or like a program that you put someone on to get through all these different steps. Like, I guess it depends again for each client or patient, but is it something that you're going to have to continue for the rest of your life if you want?
This is what a lot of people ask me. They say to me, but these things aren't permanent. And what I tell them is nothing's permanent because aging is a chronic progressive condition.
Yeah.
So if you do a facelift, you think it's permanent. You think you don't have to maintain it or do anything else. You're very wrong. Everything is about maintenance. If you don't care, don't maintain it, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But if you do care and you want to maintain it and look always as good as you possibly can, then you're going to maintain it. So what's nice about the injections, the fillers, and what's nice about Althera is the results are very long lasting. And by long lasting, I mean, with Althera, we're building new collagen. Mm-hmm. That's going to last visibly changes for at least 1.5 years, 2 years, 3 years. It doesn't mean you shouldn't do it again. If you want to maintain it, then do it every 1 to 2 years, and you will see the changes over a 5-10 year period will be incredible. Same goes with fillers. When I fill somebody, I put a good amount of volume in, but I see it lasting. Okay, I've had patients that I've done, and they don't come back for 2 to 3 years with me, and that's not what I recommend. I recommend every year, mm-hmm. but they don't come for 2 or 3 years, and then when I look at their pictures after 3 years, their results are still incredibly better than their initial picture. And the reason that works is because the fillers last, but of course, we age, and so things need to be maintained. So that's why I recommend maintenance. It's not because it's lasting 3 months, 6 months. That only happens when you don't have enough in there. If you have enough, it's going to last a long time. I see it every single day. So these things are long lasting, but if you maintain them, they will look their best.
Here's a question that I'm sure someone is thinking about right now, whether they're sitting at home listening or in the car listening. I'm sure someone is thinking, well, if I start at, let's say, 35 years old, am I making it worse by starting so young? You know what I mean? Like some might people like, I should wait till I'm 50 and then go.
Put it this way. If I have a 35-year-old who has pretty good volume in their face and I do some injections on them, they are paying a quarter of what somebody in their 60s is paying. Because somebody in their 60s needs a lot more product to get a good result compared to somebody in their 30s.
Okay.
So if you want to talk expensive, the most expensive patients are the ones that have never done anything, that are coming in their late 60s, 70s, 80s, wanting to look better. Those are the ones that are going to need the most work. And of course, the price reflects that. Versus somebody who's starting younger, you can do such few things and make a huge impact. But of course, it varies person to person. I have some 30-year-olds that actually need a lot of work, and then I have 50-year-olds that need very little work. So it's obviously variable. This is all stuff we discuss in the consultation. It's impossible. People mm-hmm. ask me all the time, what's the price? I can't give a price. It's impossible. I don't know anything until I meet you and see what's necessary. But that's the beauty of the consultation. And if you're telling me your goals, that also changes the price. If your goal is to look perfect, it's going to be a lot more expensive than just looking a little less tired. So I can't tell somebody how much it's going to take or cost without knowing what your expectation is mm-hmm. and what we're trying to achieve. And that's done at the consultation.
Another question that I'm sure somebody would want to know is, like, let's say they do start at 35 and they plan to keep going, you know, as they age.
Yep.
Is there a concern about having this product in your body long term, like whatever the product is?
Absolutely not. So all the fillers I inject are hyaluronic acid. This is what I explain to people. Hyaluronic acid, it's natural. We have it in our system when we're young. It's in our skin. It gives our plumpness and volume, and it gradually degrades and loses over time. So all I'm doing by injecting filler is I'm injecting it back in where it was. So it's a very, very natural treatment. So no, it's not. What was your question?
Well, I like wondering if someone might think, is this going to build up toxicity over time
okay.
or is it going to
no
be detrimental?
No toxicity. Okay. It's a natural substance. It's just hyaluronic acid.
Okay.
With Botox, I mean, I have patients that have been doing Botox since it was created in the 80s and they're 50, 40 years out and
yeah.
they're perfect
okay.
and they look great. And like I said, Botox is probably the best studied, safest medication on the market. So mm-hmm. there is no problem with these things that we know of. And look, we know a lot about Botox because
yeah.
it's been around since the 70s. So I feel very safe injecting these things, which is why I do it in all my family, in a lot of my friends, and in all my patients, because
okay.
I really believe in it. It makes a huge impact, and it's very safe.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Your host, Kelly Alexander, with you alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We'd love your first name in the text. We've actually got a bucket load of texts that have come in over the break, so let's hop to them. Ronnie, someone says, if someone sweats excessively around the face and forehead and head in general, can Botox help to reduce this?
It can. So I do a lot of Botox for sweating in my office. It's great. I mean, for armpits, hands, feet, it's miraculous. It will diminish or even totally stop the sweating for 6 to 12 months. So people that really are bothered by it, ruin their clothing, self-conscious when they handshake, it's life-changing. And the way it works, it's similar to like when we do it for cosmetic reasons. It basically affects the nerve supply to the sweat glands. So you just stop sweating. There's no communication with the sweat glands and they just turn off. So for head and neck, like if somebody sweats a lot from their scalp, we often will do scalp injections with Botox all over the scalp to really cut the sweating there. On the face, it's a bit trickier. I mean, for sure, if you wanted to do it for cosmetic reasons, for the forehead or around the eyes, then we can do that. And for sure, the sweat will be impacted indirectly. But we can't inject the whole face because we need the muscles of our face to work, to look natural. So you can't just go and inject Botox everywhere. But for sure, we could target it in certain areas depending on where you're sweating from and target your problem.
Is there? I think I've always wanted to ask you this, but I've never asked it. So when it comes to individuals that have excessive sweating, like in the forehead area, is that more of like a man thing or do women get that a lot too?
A lot of women sweat.
They do, eh?
Do you sweat?
Well, I don't think I notice it on my forehead, except when I'm at the gym.
Put it this way. If you are a sweater, you know it because you're like literally dripping. So if you don't realize it, then you're not a sweater.
Okay.
People that do it, and I have a lot of women we inject in their scalp for scalp sweating.
Yeah.
They know it. And they're literally, their hair is wet from constant sweating.
I don't have that. I just turn red. I turn beet red no matter what I'm doing. So that's good.
That could be rosacea.
Probably is. I think you told me I had that before anyways. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Kyla texted in saying, are lasers, microneedling, and IPL also good for lifting?
So I'll tell you. So lasers, microneedling, photofacials, they're all different types of technologies that work very superficially in the skin. So those are things that will improve the way the skin looks, the glow, the skin tone, the color, as well as the texture of the skin, the pore size. And that's important. I mean, if you have nicer looking skin, you look better. So improving quality of skin is very important. And that's what those treatments will all do. That's not the same as Ulthera at all, because Ulthera, you have to think of Ulthera as a lifting treatment. It's tightening and lifting, kind of similar to what injections can do, but a little bit differently. Those treatments, what Kyla mentioned, are lasers that go superficial. So actually, I mean, the best result you're going to get, and this goes with everything, is combination. If you do a treatment that's targeting superficial skin, you do some Ulthera for deep tightening, and then you do some injections for volume, you will see tremendous impact. And that's what we do at a consultation. We build a treatment plan for somebody, and it can be a plan over 6 months, over a year, whatever it takes. Also, budget's important, so we always work with somebody's what's reasonable for them. And, you know, we'll set a plan, and over a 6 or 12 month period, we'll have you feeling fantastic.
Another text to 514-800 saying that if you have upper eyelids that have extra loose skin, what is the thing to do there?
So there's a few options for people with eyelid laxity. If it's really advanced, I think surgery is actually the best option. Okay,
yeah.
So we determine at the consultation the extent of it. But, you know, I do a lot of lid lifting with injections. So just Botox in the brow area, you can lift the brows, and that will actually sometimes lift the eyelids. Restoring volume. So by putting volume sometimes into the forehead with fillers or into the temple area with fillers or into the eyebrow area, you will be amazed how much you can lift an eyebrow.
Oh, wow.
So fillers are definitely good. And the other thing I do a lot for brow and lid lifting is Ulthera. So we do Ulthera on the forehead area and around the eyes.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's deep ultrasound lifting. So it's a great way to get a non-invasive brow lift. And that can also indirectly impact the eyelid. But put it this way, if it's really advanced lid laxity, I think surgery is number one option.
Another text asking if you prescribe medication for acne, or is it mostly non-medication type of treatments that you try to, I guess it depends again on each case, right?
You know what? I'm a dermatologist. I'm a doctor. So I look at my patient, I determine what's best for them. So I often prescribe medications.
Yeah.
And the beauty of what I do is we do things in conjunction. But I think somebody comes to see me with bad acne, I mean, number one priority is clearing their face and their acne.
Right.
We can deal with their texture and scarring and lasers after, but we got to clear their face. So oftentimes what I'll do is Number one, get people on a good skincare routine with medical grade skincare. That's super important because that's how you're going to have good looking skin forever. Number two, if I need to prescribe something like an antibiotic or Accutane or whatever, I do it. So I do prescribe medications all the time. And then if I think there's going to be a physical treatment we can do to really improve somebody's acne, like a chemical peel or a silk peel or a photodynamic therapy, these are treatments we do in my office to improve acne and pimples and breakouts, then I recommend it. And we'll often have patients doing combination treatments, and that's how we get great results.
Another text to 514-800 from Paula. She's an NDG. She wants to know if you can use lasers to eliminate the appearance of dark acne scarring.
Of course we can. That's my specialty. So we have, I think in my office, we have 5 different lasers that we do for acne scarring. We do CO2 laser, which is the most aggressive, invasive laser. But if you're willing to go through the downtime, results are unbelievable. We have a fractionated radio frequency, which to me is the best acne scarring treatment on the market. We do microneedling with sometimes the vampire facial stuff, which is great for acne scarring. So we have a bunch of different options, and that we determine at consultation. It's based on your skin color, your skin type, how deep your acne scars are, what type of acne scars you have, because there's many different types of scars. So based on what I see and what you present with and what your goals are, we can definitely create a good plan for you.
Now, before we run out of time here, you've got 30 seconds before we have to say goodbye. But just a quick thing on rosacea. Who gets that and why?
Everybody gets rosacea.
Everybody. Okay.
No, I'm joking. Okay. Not everybody.
Not everybody.
But, you know, the numbers are very staggering. It's about 5 to 10% of the population has rosacea.
Okay.
And rosacea is often underdiagnosed. So, you know, if you're darker skin types like blacks, browns, Hispanics, you probably or may have rosacea and just not know it, because it's a lot harder to pick it up in darker skin types.
Okay.
And studies show that it's way underdiagnosed in these people. So 5 to 10% of people have it. It usually presents with redness, pimples, very sensitive skin, easy flushing. And you can have some or all of those symptoms. You can also have eye symptoms.
Oh, wow.
So if you have itchy eyes, redness in the eyes, you may think it's allergies, but it could easily be rosacea of the eyes. And there's great treatments out there. So sometimes I'll prescribe medications to clear up the skin.
Yeah.
We do lasers, which improve the redness and little veins and imperfections of the skin, getting you again on medical grade skincare, mineral sunscreens. That's really, really helpful for people with very sensitive skin. So lots of things you can do to improve your rosacea. It's not curable, but you can definitely control it long term if you take care of it.
Perfect. Ronnie, thank you so much for this.
This was fun, Cal.
So we will see actually Ronnie back here August 21st. So mark that on your calendars. And again, if you'd like to reach out to him at his office, 514-937-2757, the website monkmd.com. My thanks to Dave Simon for pushing all the right buttons. My name is Kelly Alexander. Coming up after the news, it's The Night Side on CJAD.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJ8800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The preceding was sponsored content.